AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Six people were injured when a scaffolding collapsed on a seven-story building under construction in Houston. The area is now a mass of twisted metal. Houston Fire Captain Roy Lozano says it's not clear if anyone is missing.
We've been speaking with a team that said there's close to 200 workers working on location, and they've pretty much got accountability on most of them, but we're still going to continue our search for any possible unaccounted for victims.
Lozano says the injuries are not considered life-threatening. Also from Texas, investigators think a farming accident may have set off a huge wildfire in the central part of the state.
A shredding operation caused a fire that got away because of the winds and the dry conditions.
That's Bastrop County Judge Paul Poppy. The fire has burned about 40 buildings. The ranking Democrat on the House committee investigating the Benghazi attack, Elijah Cummings, is wondering why a woman who works for Hillary Rodham Clinton, Huma Abedin, is testifying before the committee today.
She, based on other testimony that we've gotten, has no policy responsibilities, operational responsibilities.
Abedin is vice chairwoman of Clinton's presidential campaign and was a top State Department aide when Clinton served as Secretary of State. Members of an upstate New York church told police a 19-year-old man was beaten to death inside the church during a counseling session over Luka Leonard's desire to leave the church. 4 to 6 people, including Leonard's parents, have been charged in the attack in West Hartford, New York. There's a lot of cleaning up to do north of Los Angeles.
We had about a 750-foot length wall of mud. It was about 5 feet deep, and it was quite wet.
Lauren Wonders with California Transportation. On one road, about 200 vehicles got stuck following heavy rain. More rain is expected today and tonight in Southern California. Wall Street stocks have moved lower. The Dow is down 22 points. This is AP Radio News. There's another twist in the busy sky over Syria. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Turkey says its fighter jets shot down an unidentified drone in Turkish airspace near the border with Syria. The U.S. denies it was an American drone.
All of our aircraft are accounted for.
Colonel Pat Ryder at the U.S. Central Command gave no other information, but an American official says it was a Russian drone, which Moscow strongly denies. Turkey complained this month after Russian warplanes twice entered its territory. This comes as the U.S. and Russia continue talks over making sure their aircraft don't have any mishaps while conducting strikes over Syria. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The state of Oklahoma has agreed to hold off executions at least until next year. The state's attorney general is investigating why the wrong drug was used to execute an inmate in January. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.